Senator Lazic is drafting a bill based on recommendations from a citizens group in the Milwaukee suburb of Franklin. The group is fighting a plan to build a halfway house in the city for offenders designated as dangerous by the state's sex predator law. Lazic's bill would also change state guidelines that require released sex predators to be placed in the counties they come from. She says lifelong monitoring is used in 30 other states and is the best way to protect the public.
Sexually violent persons are not curable. All of the evidence, all of the statistics out there show that this is a lifetime problem and that communities, children, victims are not safe.
Lazic's bill would also bar released sex predators from living within 3,000 feet of anywhere children congregate. But UW-Milwaukee professor Stan Stojkovic says that makes placing them anywhere in Milwaukee next to impossible. He says the state already has a good monitoring system in place and Lazic's bill won't solve the problem.
We already have the tools. So Ms. Lozich's recommendation of GPS will do nothing to enhance this process, particularly if we don't have a place for them to live.
Stojkovic chaired a state task force charged with finding a site for the Milwaukee County halfway house. In a report the task force sent to the Department of Health and Family Services this week, the group says public opposition makes it impossible to site the facility. Stojkovic says the only solution is for the courts to step in and force the county to find a place to house offenders.
We have been dealing with this issue for almost 10 years in Milwaukee County. There has been no resolution, obviously, to the matter. I don't see any resolution in sight.
Stojkovic also says the state should set up permanent committees in every county to find housing for sexually violent offenders who've completed their sentences. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.